From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Noah Adams. Today, U.S. warplanes again bombed Taliban positions near the Afghan capital of Kabul. Taliban leaders claim the airstrikes have destroyed a hospital in western Afghanistan, killing more than 100 people. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld says there is absolutely no evidence to back up those claims, but he said the Pentagon will continue to investigate. From Islamabad, Pakistan, NPR's Eric Weiner reports.
Taliban officials say that patients, doctors, and nurses were among those killed when the hospital was allegedly bombed. They also claim that in a separate attack, two clinics and several shops were destroyed, killing another 18 people. Taliban officials say that since the U.S. military campaign began more than 2 weeks ago, some 1,000 Afghan civilians have been killed. At a news conference today, the Taliban's ambassador to Pakistan, Abdul Salam Zaif, accused the U.S. of committing genocide against the Afghan people.
It is now clear that America planes are intentionally targeting the Afghan people. The goal is to punish the Afghan nation for having chosen an Islamic system. America is using against the Afghan people sophisticated and destructive weapons that have never been used before in any war.
The Pentagon says it does everything possible to minimize civilian casualties. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld today said that the vast majority of U.S. airstrikes are aimed at targets outside of urban centers, and that any military targets located within cities have been carefully selected. Taliban officials say they found pieces from what they claim is a U.S. helicopter shot down near the southern city of Kandahar. The Arab satellite channel Al Jazeera showed close-up footage of aircraft wheels and a piece of metal stenciled with a few English words. But it's not clear where the aircraft parts came from. Afghanistan is littered with rusting helicopters and tanks, artifacts from the wars of years past. The Pentagon insists that no U.S. helicopters have been shot down. It's impossible to independently verify these claims. With the exception of the Al Jazeera TV network, the Taliban is not allowing foreign journalists to enter the 90% of Afghanistan under its control, nor is the Pentagon allowing reporters access to its operations inside Afghanistan. One thing that can be confirmed is the growing refugee crisis taking shape along the border between Pakistan and Afghanistan. The UN estimates that some 10,000 Afghan refugees are stuck in a no-man's land between the two nations. With no food and no water, they're in a desperate situation. Yesterday, about 1,000 refugees rushed the Chaman border crossing. A few hundred made it across, while many others were beaten back by Pakistani soldiers. The UN and other aid agencies are urging Pakistan to open its borders to Afghan refugees. Peter Kessler is a spokesman for the UN Refugee Agency.
We believe that any Afghan who needs asylum, certainly the desperate people at Chaman among them, should be allowed into the country and should not be put through the rigors of having to trek across these remote border crossings and scale mountains to reach safety. Humanitarian aid and asylum are a basic human right that are of a right to all people.
But Pakistan shows no signs of relaxing its refugee policy. There are already nearly 3 million Afghan refugees living on Pakistani soil, and officials here insist they simply can't accommodate any more. Eric Weiner, NPR News, Islamabad, Pakistan.